What I'm talking about now is Eskom and its suspended chief procurement officer, Solly Chitangano, and accusations of racism. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on this is investigating because Solly Chitangano has written a letter to the Portfolio Committee saying, I believe that this is racist, that I've been suspended. I believe that I am being suspended because I pointed out that black suppliers were being treated differently from white suppliers and the white suppliers were being treated more positively, more generously. Peter Dutoy, Assistant Editor of In-Depth News at News 24, has penned a column on this. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, John.
I must just point out that it's two white men talking about racism, and I don't know how that lands sometimes.
Well, John, we're part of the conversation, aren't we? I mean, surely we should partake in a discourse like this, which has been something that has formed this country for the past 400 years. So I don't think there's something wrong with us discussing something which is so obviously still plays such a big role in our national dialogue.
It is a complex situation because if somebody was proclaiming, you know, that black suppliers to Eskom were being elbowed out and that person was easily identifiable with the radical economic transformation, state capture faction, it would be easy to say they're simply trying to protect the money that their mates are getting and perhaps shoveling some of it to them via backhanders. But when it's somebody like Solly Chitangano, who came into Eskom with a really solid reputation for integrity from the National Treasury, then it becomes a little more difficult to understand exactly what's going on.
Yes, it does. Solly Chitangano worked in the office of the Chief Procurement Officer at National Treasury, which was established under Pravin Gordhan when he was Minister of Finance, as an effort to try and centralize big tenders, big procurement contracts, to make sure that it passes muster, as it were. So he's got a very good reputation as someone that was very strict on following the prescripts of the Public Finance Management Act, and he worked very closely with someone like Gordhan, who we know played a big role in resisting state capture and resisting grand corruption, which flourished under Jacob Zuma and the Gupta. So, yes, we need to take whatever Solly Chitangano says, seriously, and it's not something that you can dismiss easily. However, John, you know, that's only half the story or a small part of the story. The other part of the story is, you know, what actually happened under Solly Chitangano at the procurement office at Eskom while he was in charge. And speaking to Andre de Reiter, looking at various forensic reports that have been commissioned by Eskom over the last year, two or three, you know, then it comes down to a rather strong difference of opinion between the writer and Chitangano about what needs to be done to try and recover Eskom's very precarious finances. So there's no, from the writer's side, you know, speaking with him, there's no intimation or suspicion that he might be captured or that he might be part of some other faction or that he might be corrupt. This is about performance and this is about what the group CEO wants, and clearly he is not very happy with what he's been getting from his chief procurement officer.
And he spelled that out to Parliament, said he expected a 4% reduction in procurement costs, and that wasn't delivered by Mr. Chitangano, and it was as a result of that that he was suspended while a disciplinary inquiry is held into that non-performance. But when somebody with Solly Chitangano's reputation for integrity cries racism or whispers racism, whatever it was, then it gets very complicated. And there is a particular black company which has been mentioned in this discourse. And some people, racist white people, and maybe some self-hating other people, kind of go, oh, well, it's a black company, it's supplying Eskom, therefore it must be corrupt. Other people go, it's a black company supplying Eskom, it's being attacked by white people, therefore it must be solid and honest, and that complicates an attempt to get at whatever the truth is.
It does, John, and it's a pity because whatever is happening at Eskom is a lot more complicated than simply shouting racism and simply saying that black companies are being shafted in favor of white companies. There are a number of forensic reports, including one by Bowman, including an investigation by advocates Wim Krenkov and Michael Katz, who looked at this particular black company, a so-called black company. It's a self-styled black oil company called Econ Oil, and they've been overcharging Eskom for years. There were issues with the contracting. There were lots of forensic issues, which both Bowman and Kringlove and Katz found to be irregular. That company was given an opportunity to make representations to the Eskom board or to the Eskom procurement committee to convince that committee not to take them off the list of suppliers. That they did not do. So it's not simply about shouting racism and saying it's black companies being shafted. I think it debases the debate, as it were. It makes it much too easy to get to let people off the hook. And I think we should be careful to partake in shouting racism and accusing people of racism without getting to the facts. Chitangano has been put on suspension. He argues in some of his letters that he's been dealt with differently than other people, but Chitangano did not pitch for a number of meetings with the writer, with the head of HR, with the head of people management. He later did not attend subcommittee meetings of the board, which he was part of. And as far as my knowledge stretches, and it's pretty direct. He has the writer has the support of the president, his board led by Professor Malekapuru Makgoba, and the Minister of Public Enterprises, which should also tell you something. So racism is a massive problem in our society, John, and we should acknowledge that. Racism yeah. and racial superiority has been something which has been used over centuries to subjugate the majority of South Africans, and we need to acknowledge that. But we should also be careful once racism is put forward as a reason for whatever the case may be, that we should fall for that hook, line, and sinker, because I do think once everything becomes racism, then nothing is racist. Nothing becomes racism, and that's the problem, because racism is something we need to root out, but real racism and not perceived racism or racism being used for political expediency.
One of the things that we're also learning is that the culture of overpayment is deeply entrenched in Eskom, because, I mean, I've never met Solly Chitangano, but I am aware of the reputation with which he went into Eskom for competence and for probity. And he's not been able to achieve a reduction in the procurement budget of a very modest 4%, which suggests that the history of overpaying all suppliers, most suppliers, probably black and white suppliers, is deeply entrenched and is going to be very difficult to turn around. And that's very bad news for Eskom's attempt to control its debt. There's a story, front page story, I think, on Business Day today, talking about how difficult Eskom is finding it to renegotiate contracts for coal supply and so on. So,
exactly, John. Look, there's no doubt that Solly Chitangano is a very competent career civil servant. There are no black marks against Steve Zahm, and there's no question about his professional integrity. It does seem, however, that the environment that he came from at National Treasury, where he was tasked with enforcing the Public Finance Management Act, is a much different environment to being in charge of procurement at Eskom with an annual budget spend of 140 billion rand. And what Eskom now needs is to save as much money as is humanly possible as quick as possible, which means they need to renegotiate contracts. And the only thing that the chief procurement officer needs to keep in mind are the commercial interests of Eskom itself. There's no developmental mandate. There's no mandate to develop business or supply chains or whatever the case may have been, like it were at National Treasury. Eskom is a business. It needs to be, its financial position needs to be rectified. It needs to clamp down and needs to prevent load shedding, and that needs to be the only focus of the chief procurement officer alongside the group chief executive. And in this case, it hasn't worked out, but I'm not convinced that it hasn't. It's not worked out because of racism. All evidence, empirical evidence, both documentary and objective and subjective, points to a breakdown in working relationship, issues with performance, not racism.
Peter Du Toit, Assistant Editor of In-Depth News at News 24.